this year, as we look at the Word of God, we'll see some insights into what God has for us this year. Today, there are more prophetic stuff that I'll be sharing with you that's going to happen this year. Because one of the manifestations of the Word of Wisdom, by the way, there are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we can divide them 9, right? 3, 3, 3. Okay, 3, 3, 3. Just remember that. We can call it the knowing gifts, right? To know something. Amen. Or revelation gifts. Then the vocal gifts, there are 3. And then the power gifts, the doing gifts, which are 3. The revelation gifts or the knowing gifts are word of wisdom. And it's an insight, a word. God doesn't give paragraphs. God doesn't give a long discussion. God gives a word about the future. When it's a word about the future, amen, God told Noah, this is going to happen. The flood is coming. Amen. That is a word of wisdom because it's a word about the future. And it prepared Noah and his family. Amen. Word of knowledge is not about the future, but a word about the present. Now, you see me pray for people before, all right? And I say there's someone here with this condition, and I describe the condition, the person got healed completely, right? How do I know? It is a manifestation of the word of knowledge, the gift of the word of knowledge. Is it a present situation or future? Present. So, word of knowledge has got to do with present. Amen. Then God said to Noah, these are the materials you are to use, the acacia wood. Take acacia wood. Amen. In the original, your King James says, gopher wood, right? So when God told Noah, what kind of wood must I use, God? He says, gopher wood. He says, I know, but before I go for wood, what wood? Gopher wood, Noah. I know, I want to go for wood, but y'all got it. Okay, never mind. Too early in the morning. Praise God. So he says, gopher wood, all right? And so gopher wood, otherwise known as acacia wood, is very, it's a indestructible wood. They call it the eternal wood, amen? But it is a wood that lasts for a long, long time. That's the one they use for the tabernacle, also for the Ark of the Covenant. Anyway, that is the word of knowledge. So the revelation gifts, this got to do it this year. Listen, it's coming into your manifestation in your life this year. More than ever. So we have the revelation gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and then we have discerning of spirits. Now we have the discerning of spirits, not just discerning evil spirits. No. Some people are more negatively inclined. Yes, it involves discerning of evil spirits, but also discerning of angels, their presence. Amen. It's a wonderful gift to have. Amen. Because people are swayed and deceived by someone's words. They are swayed and deceived. Even the news today. What is fake news and what is not fake news? What is really, you know, and you can even slant the facts in a way to present an impact that you desire. Amen? But a person of discernment, there's something inside that's scratchy. You will know it. That's the gift of discerning of spirits. That spirit is wrong. Because before any mouth opens, all right, the spirit is activated. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen? You can see what is inside. A person is complaining, fault-finding all the time. The person has a critical spirit. Amen? If a person is very, always lustful and lascivious in his jokes and all that, you know he's got a spirit of adultery or lust. All right? So, you know, you can sense that. You can see that. But today, this is a gift that's lost, even among believers. And there are gifts. All these 9 are gifts. You don't have to earn it. You only have to receive it. They are not fruit. It doesn't come by cultivation. Doesn't come by development. Doesn't come by progress. That is the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit comes by this means. But gift is just imparted. So someone may have the gift and have a bad character. So sometimes you can manifest the gift in an angry way. There's no humility. There's no fruit of meekness. Right? So we got to have both. 9 fruit of the Spirit, 9 gifts of the Spirit. And all the people said, amen. Amen. Then we have the vocal gifts. Of course, you all know tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Amen. Many times when I'm preaching, I'm giving word of prophecy. People feel like, the word is for me, or even something about their future, or something that is, wow, you know, I'm going through this now. Amen. And it just comes across. And for me, I love that kind of preaching because, the Holy Spirit lead me to say things sometimes. I mention names sometimes. All right. And it turned out to be something that was needed for that person at that very hour. Right time, right place. Praise God. And then we have this three gifts. They are power gifts. Amen. Doing something. Amen. To know something, the three gifts. To say something, and then to execute, to do something. Power gifts. They are gifts of healings. Plural. The word gift here, the only part of the nine gifts, the only one that has plural gifts of healings. Even healings is plural in the Greek. Gifts of healings. So some people who have this gift, they may have a particular manifestation when they pray for people with cancer. People with cancer get healed. When they pray for people with headache, they don't get healed. Amen. So they, you know, it's a distribution of gifts of healings. I thank God with all the numerous sickness, you know, and all kinds of diseases out there in the world. God has gifts, amen, plural, of healings, amen, of different kind of healings. There are people who are, you know, when they pray for people with tumors and all that, they always almost have, amen, a high rate of success in that area. When you pray for something else, it's not so. Amen. So these are, you need to find out if you're someone with the gifts of healing, the flowing through, you need to find out what is your particular gifts of healing flowing in. Amen. But all of us can flow in it. Amen. Amen. We cannot activate it. We cannot just say, now I want the gift to flow. Now I want it to flow. Amen. Cannot. Right? Because see my face. If I can, I'll put my hand on my face. Amen. Don't laugh so loud. Look at your face. Amen. All of us have areas that we wish we can activate the gift straight away. No, in your case, the gift of working of miracles. All right? Mine is healing, yours is miracles. Because the next power gift is the gift of working of miracles. Now, this one is not in the area of healing. Healing is healing, but miracles are like supernatural cancellation of your debt. Amen. We've seen that happen to many people in our church. Amen? Praying and the rain supposed to come, that all the weather forecast is that, and then it departs. That's a miracle. Elijah experienced that. Many of our people have experienced that. Amen. These are miracles. Miracles are things that happen in such a way you can't even explain it. Amen. But it's out of the ordinary. And all the people said, amen. So it's different from healing. Praise God. Amen. Then the last one, of course, to activate all these things, you need the supernatural gift of faith. It's not a faith that you and I have that can be cultivated in the fruit of the Spirit. There's also faith there, but more like faithfulness, that one. But faith here is a supernatural impartation where when you pray for someone, you know that you know that you know. People ask sometimes, Pastor Prince, how do you know? It's quite embarrassing, right? You call someone out and then you talk to the person, you see the person is healed and all that. But what if the person is not healed? Why do you call that person in the first place? Isn't it better than just to pray a general prayer and don't call anybody? Well, at that moment when I called, the gift of faith was in operation. I know that person is healed. Amen? So, Pastor, I'll come to you after the service and you pray for me. I'll pray for you as a believer. Amen? I cannot activate the gift. But when the gift comes, I know that I know that I know that I know. Amen? I can run into hell with a water gun. That kind of faith. Amen? It's a no wavering, no doubt kind of faith. It's that mountain moving faith. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. So these are the gifts of the Spirit and they will operate more this year.